Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's episode of the Filipino American National News, we will have some news from the Philippines along with the United States, and we'll review some of the local happenings that happened in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota this past weekend. We will have the complete announcement of the winners of this past Saturday's Film Minnesota Association's annual induction ball and election next week here on the Filipino American National News. In regards to some of the things happening in the community this past week as well, Twin Cities Con took place at the Minneapolis Convention Center, and actor, director, poet, author Dante Bosco was a part of that event, where he also had a booth for his many fans, along with appearing on many panel discussions during the weekend. Dante was very, very busy this past weekend, and hopefully we were able to make some inroads with Dante's manager, and hopefully in the near future we'll be able to have Dante Bosco as a guest here on the Filipino American National News. Also this weekend, the Minnesota Timberwolves took on the Utah Jazz, that has noted Filipino-American basketball player Jordan Clarkson as part of their team. He recently competed for the Gilas Filipinas national team during the World Cup, which was taking place in the Philippines late this summer. They were able to get one win, and during that tournament, and ironically lost. One of their losses was to the Dominican Republic, which consists of Minnesota Timberwolves center / power forward Karl Anthony Towns. I was able to attend the early morning shoot around of the Utah Jazz and was able to take in the game as well. We'd like to thank via the Utah Jazz, Madeline Crandall and Derek Garduno, who were able to have the Filipino American National News there at shoot around, and we were able to get a question in right before the shoot around finished with Jordan Clarkson. And here's our question to Mr. Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz. The Filipino American National News has on the show NBA player Jordan Clarkson. Jordan, what did it mean to you to be part of Gilas Filipinas these last few times you've been able to play for him?
It meant a lot. Just representing the country. You know, playing for more, trying to win. It's been great.
Thanks, Jordan.
All right, thank you.
And that was, once again, Jordan Clarkson of the Utah Jazz. Jordan Clarkson is very proud of his Filipino heritage. Jordan is Filipino and of African American descent. His grandmother and mother were born in the Philippines, and Jordan Clarkson grew up in the San Antonio, Texas area, where ironically one of his teammates or friends was Trey Demps, whose father Del Demps is one of the people in the Minnesota Timberwolves' front office, and who was once the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. But the interesting thing about Del Demps as well, is that he was able to coach Jordan Clarkson for a year in Utah the year before he came here to the Timberwolves. But he himself also played in the Philippines for a season for the Uncolas of the PBA. And an ironic fact in regards to Minnesota as well is the import that he replaced in the Philippines was former Golden Gopher great Melvin Newbern. And speaking of the PBA as well, Alonzo G, who spent many years NBA, also played a season in the Philippine Basketball Association. And that season that he played out there, he played with the Phoenix Fuel Masters, and one of his teammates is Minnesota's very own Jason Perkins. And some breaking news as of late this week, Jason Perkins looks like he was able to sign a contract extension with the Phoenix Fuel Masters. We also got to speak to somebody else this past weekend here at the Filipino American National News. We were able to speak to legendary Filipina actress of both the theater stages and film, Miss Lea Salonga. Miss Lea Salonga will be the headline performer for a PBS special. This is the Tabernacle Choir's 20th annual Christmas with the Tabernacle Choir. We'd like to thank Diana Rosetto, who contacted the Filipino American National News and had us be a part of a Zoom conference with Miss Salonga this morning. And we were able to speak with her and I throw in a question with her about her career and her impact that she's seen through the years in regards to Filipinos in both theater and in films. And here was the question we were able to get in with the legendary actress, Miss Lea Salonga.
To be able to know.
It is Bunju. Miss Salonga, when you initially got your stardom on Broadway, the representation of Filipinos was significantly less on stage and behind the scene. As a Filipina, how does it feel for you to see the advancements for Filipinos in both the theater world and on film? We had a little bit of technical difficulty with that. We're going to replay that question with Miss Salonga. It is Bunju.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, we needed a check. Yeah. Filipino American nation. Go ahead, Alan.
Miss Salonga, when you initially got your stardom on Broadway, the representation of Filipinos was significantly less on stage and behind the scene. As a Filipina, how does it feel for you to see the advancements for Filipinos in both the theater world and on film?
To be able to now to say that we're seeing more and more Filipino faces on screen, but more importantly, that we're also seeing Filipino faces behind the scenes in leadership capacities. For example, with Clint Ramos and with Antonio Vargas as the producers of Hair Lies Love, for example, plus this cadre of Filipino and Filipino American producers that were part of this, and seeing more and more actors coming up. And as far as the West End, and I'm realizing this in this season, which thrills me to no end. On November 25th, a production of Pacific Overtures is going to open at the Menier Chocolate Factory. One of my friends from the Philippines, Joaquin Valdez, is going to be playing Manjiro. This is another Sondheim musical. So once he starts in his lead role as Manjiro in Pacific Overtures, there will be three actors of Filipino descent headlining shows in London. There's me in Old Friends, Nicole Scherzinger in Sunset Boulevard. If you haven't seen it, go see it. She's incredible. And Joaquin, once he starts his run, there will be three. So starting November 25th, there will be three actors of Filipino descent leading productions in London. And I don't think I am ever able to, was ever able to say something like that. Certainly when my career started here in London, I would not have been able to say that at all. And last night I attended a birthday party for one of my friends who's currently in drama school here in London for about a year. And some of his guests were other Filipinos currently working in the West End, Christine Aliado, Iroy Abisamis, El Alessandra, to name a few people that I had met over the years who are living and working in the West End. Then there's one more, her name is Jane, and I don't know her last name, I'm so sorry. But to see more and more Filipino faces here in London, more and more Filipino faces on stage, on film, and on stage in the US, it makes me feel incredibly proud to have been a part of that happening. And I'm hoping that there will be more folks in leadership positions also behind the scenes at some point on this side of the pond as well. But these kinds of changes and evolutions take time. But to see it happen, I feel incredibly proud as a...
Maraming salamat, Leia.
Thank you, Alan.
Maraming salamat also.
And that was the legendary Leia Salonga, who shared some of her thoughts with us at the Filipino American News. For right now, we're going to play a song of Miss Leia Salonga from early on in her acting career in film in the Philippines. This is from the movie Bakit Labis Kitang Mahal. And the song, of course, is entitled Bakit Labis Kitang Mahal.
Labis saan ka man, larawan mo'y natatanaw. Maging sa pagtulog ay panaginip ka, pagkat ang nais ko sana kapiling ka sa tuwina. Ano bang nakita ng puso kong ito sa'yo?
Once again, that was Lea Salonga with Bakit Labis Kitang Mahal. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We can also be heard on 90.3 FM and KFAI.org/Filipino American National News, and we can be heard via the KFI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. And from the news desk, this comes from the Mont Clarion. The month of October commemorates the first Filipinos to arrive in the United States on October 18th, 1587. I may be just be a second generation half Filipina, but I still continue to exhibit pride in my Filipino blood, especially during this wonderful month that asks us to recognize such a nurturing, good-hearted culture. Montclair State University offers a welcoming college community to Filipino students. We've even established the Montclair Unified Filipino American Student Association, MUFASA, a Filipino cultural organization. Yet the fact remains that Filipinos are a highly underrepresented group. I conducted a survey including MUFASA members and Filipino friends, revealing a consensus that we did not see enough Filipino-American representation in the media. A remark from the survey that stood out to me was, "It's not enough, not until we see a Filipino on screen or stages and not have to be surprised. This is very difficult to reality for many students who grew up surrounded by media, television, movies, and performing arts. Why do we rarely see someone who looks like us in the spotlight?" Thankfully, the 2020s have been a slow but steady increase in Filipino-American representation, so to read a book, watch a movie, and immerse yourself in our culture, there is more than meets the eye. A book. Arsenic and Adobo. Just how often do we get an Asian-American lead in mystery novels? As the book of the first book of the series, Arsenic and Adobo, established a Gen Z-er, Nancy Drew, Leila Macapagal. The woman gots it all. She's a sharp Phil Am heroine and a masterful cook. Alongside Lilia is a supporting cast full of dubious townspeople, gossiping titas, two potential love interests, and her doggy sidekick. Except for the whodunit reveal being a little bit of a letdown, I thoroughly enjoyed the debut novel. It's a gem, definitely worth the read. A performer, Ava Noblezada. A few people on the survey listed Ava Noblezada as a film performer they looked up to, which doesn't surprise me. Noblezada's Broadway career began with her role as Kim in the revival of Miss Saigon. It helped her receive a Tony nomination for Best Actress in 2017. After seeing Hattestone on Broadway back in 2019, I was captivated by Noblezada's particularly in particular. She is truly an incredible performer and one hell of a singer. I couldn't think of a better actress to play a role of Eurydice. Featuring Broadway's very first all-Filipino cast, Here Lies Love, is a biographical musical nearly 20 years in the making. With music by Fatboy Slim, lyrics by David Byrne, Here Lies Love examines the life of former Philippine President and First Lady's Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos. Having not seen the show yet, I'm not quite sure how disco and politics meld together, especially considering it's an apparent glamorization of the Marcos regime. But I'm willing to sit through the whole thing, thanks to the inventiveness and star-studded cast and generally favorable reviews from friends. A magician, Ana de Guzman, the 25-year-old Filipina, made history as the first Filipino magician to make it to the finals as a runner-up on America's Got Talent, and as an inspiration to Filipino performers and females with a strong connection to their heritage. Keep shooting for the stars, Anna, because not only did you come in second, but you will be included in the Vegas show lineup. Content creator, Carissa Sparkles. I felt a personal connection with Carissa Sparkles, with my mother sent me one of her goofy Instagram videos. Ms. Sparkles owns a clothing brand based in Los Angeles and is a certified Pilates instructor, comedy songwriter, and content creator for Instagram and TikTok. She has inspired me to pursue my artistic dreams, despite the fact that my Filipino grandparents and father would rather I have financial stability. Sparkles is one of a kind, a much talented businesswoman we should all look up to. A director, Rio Rosario. The director is a young, up-and-coming talent from Hoboken, New Jersey, and I am definitely not related to him in any way. In all seriousness, though, the reason I decided to feature my brother in the article is he is Filipino, one, and two, he's determined to make his pipe dream a reality. Knowing Rio as well as I do, I can say for a fact that he's going to go far. I've never met someone so sure of what they wanted to do in life. My brother is someone I look up to the most. I'm grateful as a Filipino American to have seen a surge of new talent in the last decade, and I'm sure many of us are as well. A noteworthy comment from the survey states, I want people to understand us as complex individuals. We have singers, writers, artists, cooks, etc. I want to inform everyone on how much broader we are as a people. And we're going to end the show with one of the people we spoke about earlier in the show, that is the multi-talented Dante Bosco. Some years back, him and his brothers started a singing group called the Bosco Brothers. They also got their early sense of fame in the Bay Area as the dance crew, the Street Freaks. But this is their song called Vegetables, featuring Trey Washington. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Welcome, we are the Bosco Brothers, and this cut's called Vegetable. I seen you smile when you heard the name of this track, but like everything else, it's all about love.
Midnight in a melancholy mood, they was playing hip-hop, but I was feeling the blues. Surrounded by the madness, empty conversation feels like infinite sadness.
She walked in.
So fresh, can't even express. It was more than the way that she dressed that impressed me. She took my breath away, so fine, something like sunshine.
We caught eyes.
Now I'm looking at her, looking at me, knowing I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. More than words could say, and I knew that she knew, cause she didn't turn away.
So I said,
and it felt like the room stood still. So intense, follow your sense, don't see, just feel. Mentally, metaphysically, the God in you meets the God in me.
Love is like a vegetable, vitamins and minerals, essential to feed your soul. Love is like a vegetable, vitamins and minerals, essential to feed your soul.
Daybreaks and I'm under the bridge. Downtown is where I drew some blood. No love, no reason to live. Then I got nothing left to give.
Close my eyes
as I lay back down and die. Will I be missed by the ones that I left behind? Then I hear a voice in the corner of my mind. Could it be sweet child of mine?
So I rise.
Don't you know that I'm in search of myself? Gotta spend a little time in church to see the face I haven't seen since birth. Now I know what life is really worth.
day by day.
And I strive to be a better man. This habit, can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I wonder if my daughter will ever know how she saved my soul.
Love is like a vegetable, vitamins and minerals. Essential to feed your soul. Love is like a vegetable.
Falls and I'm falling apart. They see the color of my skin before the color of my heart. I wish that I could find a way to change their minds, but I don't know where to start.
Try to fit in.
Greatest car and the latest gear. Wanna date all the girls that cheer. Wanna be down with the popular crowd, but I found that I wasn't allowed.
Got thugged out.
Now I roll with the boys in the hood, and it was like all to the good. Thought I wanted to be a big G, then the gun started pointing at me.
So I ran.
But I'm never gonna run from me. I finally found out what I wanted to be. I'm gonna play with the cards I was dealt and learn to love myself.
Love is like a vegetable, vitamins and minerals. Essential to feed your soul. Love is like a vegetable, vitamins and minerals. Essential to feed your soul.
Programming on KFAI is sponsored by Community Action Partnership of Ramsey and Washington County's Energy Assistance Program. The Energy Assistance Program helps low-income households pay a portion of their heating bills. We assist Ramsey and Washington County residents with home energy payments, energy crises, and emergency furnace repairs. We also offer referrals to the Home Weatherization Program. Call 651-645-6470. Or visit the website at caprw.org for more information on how to apply.
We all want the best for our kids, and that starts with keeping them healthy. Your child needs a health check every year. If your child is under 21 and on medical assistance, Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups